You're listening to Okay Now Listen, a bi-weekly show where we chat about what's on our minds, what we're binging, and what's blowing up our timelines. I'm Scotty Beam, a media personality, content creator, music enthusiast, and on a detox. I couldn't even say detox right because I hate it so much. But yes, I'm on a detox, so no wing connoisseur this week, guys.
You over here starving my godchild Nina as well, I see. And we're not good. Everybody
yes,
in the
I
house
am.
Gotta 100%. Suffer because you wanna suffer.
Everybody gotta be on the same accord. Detox.
Well, That's I'm Sylvia
right.
Bell. I'm a culture writer, host, producer, lover of Beyonce, and currently you can call me Lil Boosted because I have gotten my booster shot yesterday, y'all. Cause you know, Omarion ruined my life once already when he broke up B2K, and I'm not about to let him do it again. So I said, before I go home for Christmas, let me get this booster shot.
How you feel?
I feel a little loopy. I felt this way after the first vax too. It was like the day, first like day or two, I was fatigued. I felt like I how your body feels when you're sick a little bit and then you're fine. And then immediately I was fine, like after day two, like nothing ever happened. So I'm hoping that's the case, but guys, just know, please put everything under the lens I say today as she on that vax. Because it low-key feel like a little edible or something. I'm like, I don't know.
I like that. We're going to get the best of Sylvia today. That's right. We're going to get the truth. Yes, but speaking of booster shot, because child, I feel like I need a booster shot from December. Like, all of December. I am exhaustion. Mm. That is my name. I am tired. December, I want it to be done. Christmas has not even, we're not even there yet. I feel like this is the longest month of the year. I don't care. It's the longest month ever. So I have so much going on. You know that my mom, her birthday is in December. My brother's birthday is in December. My sister is at the top of January. Everybody's a Capricorn. Yes, send your prayers. And I'm throwing I threw a birthday party for her. She's throwing another party this month. So she has a lot going on. I'm supposed to be going to Aruba with her for the last week of December. I am tired. You hear me? Is tired. Oh. I am exhausted. So I'm going to be right behind you with the booster shot.
Girl, if you're tired
probably
already,
December,
get it now. Get it before you go to Aruba.
Yeah, but I thought about January and I can knock out. Don't nobody call me. Don't nobody text me. Don't nobody do nothing. I'm tired. But the highlight is that Sylvia is coming back to me, guys. It's not like the weather is different anyway. Like, it's cold in LA so far. I saw that it was like 46 degrees
LA
out
has
there. That's what I heard.
2 months out the year where on the occasional day it will get cold. And I'll take it. I'll take that over all of my life is cold, okay? Like, it's like... and then also it'd be cold, but it don't even really be cold. Like, I'd be looking at all our New York friends who live out here bundled the fuck up. Like, they didn't grow up at
Shout
the bus
the
stop. Freezing their asses off like the rest of us in, like, 10-degree weather. But, no, it is chill. It was raining yesterday, too. And I said, what? I really get offended whenever it rains in L.A. because I'm like, I specifically moved here to not deal with this. Like... Yes, like that's part of the cost of living here, I thought. Like, it's included that one of the perks is that there's no rain in this package. So why is it raining? Like, it rains, like, once every other month, and I'm just, like, annoyed every single time. Like, why? But, no, I am excited. I have not been back to Jersey since I left in August 2020. So I am very excited to go back home. I hope I get
excited.
To see you while I'm there. I know you got like a jam-packed weeks or something.
No, you're going to come to one of these things. One of these things that's going on, you coming.
Okay.
Don't play with me.
I'll
one of
look
these
out
things.
For the flyer.
It's too much. Look out for the flyer. I'll send you the flyer. Speaking of the Christmas spirit, though, I saw that you got a nice little tree in the corner
I
of your apartment. I've been wanting to decorate, but I don't know what to do. So I've been looking at everybody, looked at yours. I said, I'm not going to get a tree, but I want to get like some lights.
Some
or
string
lights. Something for the spirit.
But no, you're right. Like, it's hard, especially when you like, we both don't actually spend Christmas Eve or a day at home. So it's always like, do I get a tree? Don't I get a tree? And I was, you know, roaming around Target, unsure if I wanted one. And then literally when I was looking at the display, I gasped at how much artificial trees have gone up. Because these niggas were talking about some $150, $200, $250 for a fake tree. It had lights on it, but damn.
It came with lights.
As I was ready to walk away, a white man came up to me and was like, are you interested in the tree? At first, I thought he was doing that thing where you accost a black shopper because they spent too much time loitering. And I was like, see, why are you over here with me? Mm-hmm. There's seven other people over here looking at for a tree.
Fucking business.
And, but they were in boxes, so I said, well, maybe he thinks I need help. So let me answer him. I was like, I was looking to see what some of the prices were, but I'm not sure if I'm going to do it. He's like, oh, which one are you interested in? I point to the one in the display that's like skinny enough and like whatever enough to fit in my apartment corner where I was thinking. And he was like, "Do you want that one? Because you can have it. Name a price." I was like, excuse me? He was like, name a price. And the tree was like $150, the one I was pointing at. I was like, $40. He was like, go lower. That's too much. How about $20? I said, wow, look at you showing me how to negotiate like a white man. You right. And then so he was like, how about $20? I was like, I said, you dead ass? That white man looked at me like, what does
he
that
said, I'm
mean?
Dead
no,
ass.
Like he was like, he stared at me blankly.
We're
in Los
I'm
Angeles.
Dead.
He was like, I don't. And I was like, yes. Yes, and then he was like, all right, and he picked that, unplugged that shit, because it was a display, unplugged it, plopped that shit in my cart, and got on his thing and said, I'm sending the customer up with a tree for $150, because he was like, nobody's going to believe you. He's like, tell them Dominic told you to do this. And I was like, all right, Dominic. And then everybody else in the area was pissed. Like, they were like, wait, nigga, I want a tree too. I was like, let me roll the fuck out of here before they come for
Dominic
me.
Dominic had enough.
Dominic said, I'm trying to get rid of this display. Dominic is as tired of December as you are. Okay? He's managing a Target in a hands black neighborhood down in Los Angeles, and he is exhausted. Okay? So he was handing out trees like Santa, and I was happy to have one. So now I have a tree, even though I'm only here for like 7 more days.
So it raises the spirit. It does.
It does, though. It really does. It really does. But anyway, another thing we can add to the stress of holiday season is gift giving. It can be a lot to navigate, Jesus, whether people are expecting more from you because you know them so well, or you're in a new relationship, or maybe you're great at giving gifts, but other people are not.
Yes. Yep. That last one. Sylvia, you had me dying a few weeks ago when you tweeted that it was the time of the year to buy yourself the thing that you don't want your man to get you. Let me just say it one more time. It is the time of the year to buy yourself the thing you don't want your man to get you. All right? That is the truth. So we're going to get into the art of what makes a good gift giver and share some of our best and worst gifts, okay? Let's get into it.
Okay, so we know this episode, by the time it's out, is basically Christmas. Like, Christmas Eve Christmas is in like 2 days, all that. This is not to be confused with a gift guide. You know, buy black, we hope you buy black, and all that stuff. There's other podcasts and lists for that.
Yes,
we're here. So.
Yes.
For the jokes and the tips, and just gift giving in general. You can apply this to anniversaries, birthdays, all the Valentine's Day. You know, this will come in use in the future, but we're just here for the ideology of it all. So, before we get into the actual rules of gift giving, let's kick this off with some of our best and worst gift experiences. We'll start off with the best gifts. Scotty, what would you say the best gift was that you ever got?
I think the best gift, and I had to reach back. I had to reach.
How far back?
But when I was in high school, I begged my mom for a Sidekick LX. So I needed it. It was necessary. You hear me? For my high school years. Everybody had one. I think I was still in a Nokia life. I had a Nokia. I think I was still there. And I was like, it's time for me to upgrade, Mom, please.
Upgrade you was a hit at the time.
My good sis said, absolutely not. You're definitely not getting that. And, you know, I said, you know what? Fair. Maybe. I've been wilding a little bit. Maybe not. Christmas came around. I opened. She put it in this weird box, too. Like, I couldn't tell. So it was like a bigger box. And I was like, oh, sneakers or something. So I opened it and ended up being a LX. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, my whole body, I was like, I'm going to fuck up this summer. Y'all niggas will never see me again. The way that I have flipped my screen up and put my away message on, don't try it. I could not wait.
That was the hottest phone of the time,
so that was the best gift I've ever given. I think the element of surprise, it was the fact that, like, she faked me out for real. I really thought I was not getting that phone. So I had completely threw it out my mind and just moved on. But the fact that I got the phone, it was a surprise. And you know how moms do.
Yeah, that meme, literally, I was thinking about like how I miss a good old mom fake out. That's the joy of Christmas when you're younger.
Right.
It's like that. You're talking about that lean they do in that meme where they're like, the look on your mama's face when you open it to get, she swore she wasn't going to get you for Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
With the yeah.
I guess I love your ass.
Whatever. I love you. Right.
Mm-hmm. You know you don't deserve that, right?
That. Hello. I didn't. What was your best gift?
Okay, so phones aside, because phones definitely, like, there are years where both of my parents had gotten me phones that really lit up my life. But we've told the phone story. You know, I loved my Sidekick as well. Like, it was the phone. We was it girls at the time, and I loved that for us, okay?
Ooh.
But a different kind of gift. Not including a parent fake out, which were joy. And my mom's parent fake out, by the way, used to be that she would sneak give gifts upstairs, like when nobody was around. That she, like the thing that, like, whoever told her, don't get them that, it costs too much. Like, she would sneak give it to us afterwards when nobody was watching. And it would be the cutest thing. But I would say that one of the best gifts I ever got from an ex was a Michael Kors wallet, right? So hear me out. I know y'all like Michael Kors. Mm-hmm. Granted, this was in my early 20s. And then where I come from in Jersey, in central Jersey, but I imagine it's across whatever. Michael Kors, you couldn't tell us at the time that wasn't like Louis Vuitton. Like, you couldn't tell us that it wasn't Prada, that I just wasn't gifted the baddest designer in the game, okay?
Hello? Nicki Minaj had talked about it enough for me to be
couldn't
like,
couldn't get
hey,
Michael Kors if you I'm was fucking Michael Kors?
Of course.
And you know, hello. I was saying that every she time I pulled it out.
It was between that and Juicy Couture.
Juicy Couture. Child. You had Juicy to Couture, be there. The girls you had to be it. There, okay? You but couldn't get there. Michael Kors you really if you was did. Fucking Michael Kors. I said, well, guess what, bitch? Did fuck him. And I had my Michael Kors watch that I had gotten myself with my first ever tax return.
She was rich.
See, the good is why the government don't give us nothing. There was a time when we were in college where, like, if you were a student, they gave you like $1,000 refund. No, not the refund check, but your taxes. If you're filing taxes, there was like a student credit tax, whatever. So you would get like some money.
Oh,
maybe it
wasn't
$1,000, maybe it was like $500. I don't know. Either way, I used about $300 of it to get that Michael Kors watch. And then he had gotten me the Michael Kors wallet. And you couldn't tell me I wasn't the baddest. Because that was the first designer thing a guy had ever gotten me. And it's like, this is not what the girls be talking about. But to me, I'm like, this is what they be talking. This is what all the R&B rap, the girls and the rappers be talking about when they say, get you a man who can get you a whatever. That's what this is. That's where I'm at. I'm coming up. Like, you know, like, it was my club bag. For all of the early 2010s, you know what I mean? Like that, the flat one, it was navy blue.
I know,
and it
exactly
had like gold studs all up and down. And so Michael Kors in the middle. And I was obsessed with it. Designed it, Gucci'd me down.
Down to my socks.
Yeah, so that one was a highlight. I mean, I also got, my high school sweetheart once took me to the Cheesecake Factory on our engagement. Another place that you couldn't tell me wasn't. Like Nobu.
That's so. I'm gonna say, how is that
Cheesecake
not a five
Factory
star restaurant
in high school?
To this day.
So yes, had me painting the picture. Had me at the Cheesecake Factory, aka Nobu in Malibu, and gave That's me right. a ring on our anniversary with our anniversary engraved on it, like a little promise ring.
I'll
rock your promise ring. Whatever that song was.
What finger do you wear it on?
Not the ring finger. I wore it on like the right hand, I guess. And it was just like, you know, we were at the age where giving a ring, it was like we're in high school, so it's fine. Like now, there's not a gift I would want from a nigga. Like, do not get me a ring unless we get married. Like, we too old. I don't want nothing in a small box that ain't a ring. And I don't want to see a small box when I'm ready for it. So let's just eliminate that altogether. So, yes.
Just rings. Let's just stay away from the rings. That would be the worst gift you can get somebody, okay? The worst. Sylvia, what's the worst gift you've ever got?
Well, you know, I'm about to get real honest with y'all.
It's Sylvia's.
You ever get a gift and know somebody's about to break up with you? But the gift that you got, because it's so bad that you like,
damn,
you really don't care no more. You don't love me no more. He don't love me no more. No. What movie was that where she was like, he don't love me no more?
Baby Boy.
Yeah, Taraji. That was me when I opened this gift.
Yes.
When I opened up this rainbow sweater, these two sweaters from Rainbow. Rainbow.
From Rainbow.
Rain to the bow.
Now, what they look like,
what
Sylvia?
Was like a white turtleneck knit sweater that I know if one child just pulled a single thread, I would be naked in public. You know what I mean? Like, I know one spin cycle and it's a wrap. It just was barely hanging on for dear life, like just a broken edges level of quality. And I was like, wow, does this nigga hate me? Like, I was like, because I don't even wear turtlenecks like that. Like, it is white and it's like, it's itchy, like an itchy sweater, bro. Yeah.
What did you say?
I don't even remember because I think I blocked it out. Like, I think this is actually traumatic and like, because I don't even really remember what the second one looks like. And maybe, I'm like, I hope there was a second one. I'm not just telling myself this so that I can feel better about the fact that there was not one $10 sweater, but two. And for people who are not familiar with Rainbow,
yeah.
Rainbow is like Kmart. But smaller boutique. It was like Fashion Nova.
Fast fashion.
Before Fashion Nova existed, but like cheaper. Like even, but it's like the trendy things that you can't afford.
And when I mean, say fast, expeditious fashion. That's it. It is fast.
And so I remember because I was, again, still in my 20s. I wasn't like, I definitely was younger than 25, older than 22, but I can't remember exactly where. Again, I blocked this out like trauma. But I do recall feeling like, I remember being in like the living room of my mom's house in Jersey and being like, oh, so this is, we're on life support here. Like, this is not, this relationship is, this nigga is over it. So I definitely was like, I don't think I was at the place in my life where I had the confidence and the whatever to let the nigga know immediately that I did not like the gift. Y'all know I am a recovering people pleaser. I was peak people pleaser at this era of my life. So I definitely feel like I was like, thanks? But like a question mark thanks? Like I was speaking with my eyes. You know, like I'm looking at him, and he looking at me. And like it's like the four meme with Diddy. But instead of us like them smiling and smirking, we're looking at each other confused. But staring like back forth. And I'm like, thanks? And he was like, yeah, no, don't mention it. Da-da-da-da.
Don't mention it, nigga. I won't.
Until I get a podcast. I'm telling the world.
Right.
And like, granted, we were in college. We were in grad school. We was broke. All that stuff. But damn, nigga.
Yes.
Anything else.
Something else.
It was almost embarrassing. Like, I don't think I told anybody. I think, like, I would change the subject when people ask me what we exchanged for Christmas. Like, I just couldn't believe it. Or maybe I would just say, oh, some sweaters. But, like, not from where. But I just absolutely was like, if we make it into the new year, I'm shocked.
But y'all were young. We were. Y'all were young. And that's the best thing I can say about your situation because...
Yours happened more recent times?
Mine happened last year.
Last year! God damn!
And I love this man, I do. Lord knows I do.
Why are we doing black women in movies?
So many.
Who are suffering. Like, just suffering black women.
Now, Christmas came around, Lord, and, you know, we get each other several gifts, like more than one gift.
That's a safe way to pay.
So, you know, this is safe, very safe. I like it that way because... For me and my anxiety, if you don't like one gift, you're going to like the next one or something. This man, lovely man, heard me say, I'm assuming that I want new clothes. You know, it's time for me to step up my wardrobe. Mm-hmm. And he said, I bet. He hot skipped and jumped his ass to the gap, y'all. To the gap. And let me just tell you this. If you don't know me by now, the Gap ain't never been a store that I stepped inside of. Maybe at an outlet just to see what's going on. Get a sweatsuit. This man pulled out his wallet for a Gap wardrobe.
A wardrobe, though.
A wardrobe. Pea coats, shirts, sweaters.
He balled out. He balled out at the Gap.
He balled the fuck out at the Gap and had the audacity in his heart to look at me like,
like, yeah, you're gonna love when you open, like, it, like, don't you love it? This isn't great,
right? And just like what you said, Sylvia, like, are we breaking up? Like, this must be the breakup gift. This must be the moment where you say fuck it. And truly, I still don't know what the
thought process,
yeah, behind
the Gap,
it.
By the, oh, I love my brother, I do, but the Gap,
yeah. By the way, the sweater was a furry sweater. It was furry.
Furry? And
just childish everywhere. Furry everywhere. And I said, I would never wear this, ever. He goes, oh, but you said you wanted something new. You wanted to try something, blah, blah, blah.
No,
this ain't it.
No.
Okay? We go to his family's house. We knock on the door. His niece, beautiful niece, opens the door and is wearing the same Gap sweater that we were going back and forth about.
I'm screaming.
And I looked at him and I said,
and there,
exactly. This is what I mean. And there it is.
Exhibit A through Z.
There it is.
The sitcom ass moment. What did he say? What did he say when he saw his niece in this sweater?
Like, he was like, we just got good taste. Jesus, we just got good taste. I said, nope. You could taste it.
You could
right
taste
back
it. You
to
told him to return it.
Get your money. You have to return it, honey. You have, because here's the thing. I didn't want him to waste his money.
No, because
like,
I'm
ain't gonna
not
do
gonna
that
wear
to you.
This shit.
Take it back. I'm not gonna wear it.
The Gap. And you know,
I couldn't even hide my face. I couldn't even hide my face. So I couldn't even. I was so confused.
I was confusion.
And luckily, yes, he got me other. He got me Pierre Moss sneakers.
Oh. Whew. Okay, well, that definitely,
yeah, something
is
else to like print my photos, because I really do want to print. I want to make more scrapbooks.
Mm-hmm.
So he got me like a printer for photos. For
okay,
photos in my
phone.
That's
a good one.
So that was really amazing. That last one is where we had an issue.
And you know, he knew he was flossing you out. Just get her a new wardrobe. Get like me.
And that's what. And I'm just saying, when you had the Gap bag in tow, when you were swinging that bad boy back to the apartment.
They still got the bag with the strings. The drawstring back that they used to have.
With the drawstring.
You put it over your back like a knapsack, like, aha, about to kill him with this one.
Not once in your mind did you say, when's the last time Deanna wore some Gap?
Never. In her life.
And that's what blew my mind.
It's like, oh, you gotta know me. Like, don't make me think you don't know me.
You know me. Know me.
And this is such a good example too, because it's not even like he didn't spend money. Like, we joke about the Gap. But the Gap, A, it's not rainbow.
Expensive.
Sweaters are not $10. Like, it's stuff. But it's not all about the money. It's not about money spent, child. It's not always about money spent.
It's about just knowing me and knowing what I like. You know, and that brings us to the first rule of gift giving.
What is it? Let the people know.
This is what I go by for any gift.
Uh-huh.
Any gift. Get people something they want, not something they need. Yes, I might have said I needed for myself. I got to do that for myself. Some clothes or whatever. Something, a need. Mm-hmm. If I say I need an apron or I need something, please...
Don't
get something that I need. Get something that I want, that I would feel guilty about buying. You know what I'm saying? If he has a bad knee and he's, damn, I need a knee brace. Or I need some
get him the knee
that's
brace.
That's something that he needs. It's not a gift.
Yeah.
So that's what I
love that. Get people something they want, not that they need. Especially, I think, in romantic relationships, especially. Because, like, it's about the, like, you want some romance too. Or at least make sure one of the gifts is a want. Especially if you're, like, dating a woman. Because often women will buy ourselves things that we need, but we have a harder time buying ourselves things that we want.
Yes. Men too. Men have that. I only go by what I need. All I need is socks. All I need is a gas card or whatever it is what I need. But what is it that you want that you don't allow yourself to think about or dream about? What are those things that you want?
Yeah,
you
know? I like that.
And that's what I like to give. I've gotten a bunch of need gifts, child.
What's a gift like where it was like literally like, oh, I said I needed this and I didn't mean that you need me to get this?
I made the mistake one time of saying that he needed, not me, he needed a workout bike so I could get on the bike. I would love to do a workout bike here. He was building his own little workout space in his apartment. I would get on that if you got
one of those,
a workout bike. Mm. This boy said, you just fucking wait. He said, Valentine's Day is around the motherfucking corner.
Say less, fam.
That boy got me a workout bike to keep at his house for Valentine's Day. Given he, yes, we had dinner. We did all the amazing things for Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
The gift.
Was an exercise bike?
Was an exercise bike. For his workout room.
So he thought he was doing this for you.
Yep.
He really had convinced himself that that was the romantic Valentine's Day gift of your heart.
And he said, I'm going to fuck you up. Valentine's Day, baby, don't you even worry about it.
He said, roses are red, violets are blue.
Get your ass on that bike, ho.
Men are hilarious, bro. Men are actually hilarious. Like, it's just like, why? And this is why I say, watch what you say around your partner, especially your men in your life, brothers, fathers, cousins, homeboys, boyfriends, husbands, because these niggas, they're not that always just creative about it. Like, a lot of them are just like simple people who just look for simple clues. And when it's time for Christmas, usually last minute shopping, there's a reason why the joke is that you only see men in the mall on Christmas Eve and stuff like that. It's because they just are like, oh, Christmas, shit, it's here. What did she say she needed? And they're just going through the things that they remember you say. And that's right. That's a dangerous lane.
And you can just be running down a laundry list of things that you know that you have to get for yourself on Amazon. And this man's like, all right, she says she needs some hooks for her closet. I think I'm going to get her that. No.
He's almost like, remember that time you got a flat tire and you ain't had nobody to help you? I got you AAA because I thought that I was going to take care of you. Yay. No. So that's a good rule. And that's why I always say to buy it for yourself first, because he can't get it for you if you already have gotten it for yourself. That is the only way around it. If you know that you fucked up by saying something too many times, especially if you said it multiple times, like, shit, I know I've said multiple times that I need this shit. I know I keep saying I need to get an apron. I need to buy myself an apron before the next holiday, because what I don't want this nigga to think is that for Christmas, my birthday, Valentine's Day, that an apron is the way to go. Don't you get me? No domestic ass gift. Like that.
Please. Or no workout as gift. I like work. I mean, the Peloton that he got me. Absolutely. I love that. Okay. I'm going to throw that out.
If you're going to do it, do it. You know what I mean? If you're going to do it, do it.
Do it. So that was a blessing. But yes, I 100% agree. Even my mom, her boyfriend, she made the mistake just one time saying, ooh, I'm going to have to get some new pots soon. He said, oh, baby. Bought her a 55-piece set of pots. I said, child. My mom was like, for my birthday?
Pots for getting my birthday? Kitchen woman. Getting that kitchen woman.
Right, getting that kitchen, a domestic-ass gift. No thanks. What's another rule for you, Sylvia?
About to say, this taps into one of another big one for me, another rule, which is, when it comes to giving, it's all about being a good listener. A lot of people mess up because they get somebody something that they want for them instead of what that person would want for themselves. And like, I think there's a piece of this in some of the stories we talk about where it's like, if any part of your gift, no matter how pure your intentions were, because like you heard the person say they wanted it, but you probably have heard your person say that they wanted a bunch of things. Like if you pick the thing that also benefits you, that's what I'm talking about. Like where it's like, yes, she said she wanted the bike, but it's in your apartment, so you also can use this bike.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
your mama you. Said she wanted pots, but Sylvia you also Louder. Thinking about how she about to cook you this food Sylvia in these Louder. Pots. Like, no part of it needs to be benefiting the gift giver or it feels
thank you.
Selfish. Yeah. You got to listen better. Like, or it's like, even with that, where it's like, oh, like I would love to see Scotty in this furry sweater. Nigga, but does Scotty want to see Scotty in this furry cap sweater? No. I don't think the answer is yes. Follow that guide. It's like, ask yourself, when you about to buy somebody a gift, would this person want this? Like, would they want? It's like, it seems like a simple thing to do, but it's like, literally, listen better. Like, be, because also the more personal it is, the better. You know what I mean? Like, there's giving the gift, and then there's engraving it, too. You know, customizing, little touches of customization. Like, I remember when I bought my mom her first designer bag, I also got the little tag with her initials on it to make it whatever. You too, right? And it's like, yeah. Or, you know, like, yeah, when I think about even some of the best gifts I've gotten, like, it's because it was, like I said, the ring that was engraved or like, oh, remember when niggas was giving dog tags out? But they were thoughtful. You know what I mean? Yeah. That was an era in the early 2000s.
Yeah, that was a moment.
That was a moment. You go to the mall and get one made, put some pictures on it. But, like, it's just being like, oh, I know that this is something that this person would have really, really wanted for themselves. Want. Keyword want.
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 And also ask and yourself, how can I benefit from this gift?
And if the answer is not at all, go with that.
That's a great
one. Go that
way. Oh my gosh. And there are also levels to how much you ask for, depending on how long you've known somebody. Mm-hmm. Like after the second year, you want something better.
Right. Like you got to have room for growth. Don't come out the gate booming because you're going to have to keep getting better. You got to be strategic about this shit because it's got to keep getting better. So set a pace that you can keep up with. It's like running. You got to set a pace that you keep up with. But also, I think another big factor here is price range, right, Scotty? Like, now that some of us and some of our partners can afford pricier gifts, it creates a whole new avenue for awkward moments if there's a big gifting mismatch. Like, it depends on what will make your partner uncomfortable or not too, because like there's also situations where mismatch situations where it's like, what if you're making different amounts of money? Like, what do you do if your partner makes way more than you or vice versa? Like, do you agree on a price? Do you compensate with thoughtfulness?
Well, didn't you said that like you had some people, you know, somebody like who one actually of my, has like a cap.
Yeah, like one of my friends, one of the ways she got through this with her boyfriend, I mean, well, their first Christmas together, she makes more than him. And so she like didn't want it to be uncomfortable. Like she said she didn't want to set herself up to be disappointed. You know what I mean? In that sense. And so they agreed on a price, like an average price. And not like, oh, 300 and under. Because under could be $20 and you still get disappointed. It was like, we're going to stick to around the $300, $200 gift limit here. And I know some people are listening like, bitch, that sounds expensive to me. But like, even it could be like, it could be like, maybe it's $100. We're going to stick to gifts around $100. Hell, $50, whatever it is.
And Sylvia said around $100, not under it. Spend the $100.
Yeah, like you could be off by like $5 above or below. You know what I mean? Like, yes, there's a little margin of error.
But don't go 25.
Yes.
If you have $100 is what I'm saying.
And I thought,
to spend on this person.
And I thought that was so smart because I do often feel like there is some anxiety, especially, you know, as women that continue to out-earn men, and just statistically.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm a ball outer, okay? I'm a ball out. I'm a ball out for my nigga. I'm a ball out for my people. I'm a ball out for my family. I'm always going to ball out. I already know mentally that our ball outs are different.
I
have prepared for that. I know that. But.
Okay.
There is a difference between, oh, well, balling on the budget or just being fucking cheap. There's a difference.
What's the difference?
Balling on the budget is amazing. Balling on a budget, you can find things that don't look cheap or thoughtful. Doesn't look low quality and are extremely thoughtful. Yeah. You can do that on a budget. Absolutely. 100%. Mm-hmm. But then you have cheap where it has no thought behind it. You just bought it because you thought that it was something that I would want or something that
you could afford that you were trying to
you can
harder.
Afford. And that was it. And it took no thought and it was cheaper. And that type of shit is what I'm saying. Like, if you can't afford something that I do want, don't look for the cheaper version of it. Get something else.
Get something else.
Get something else. Get something. And I would not be mad at it. Get something else. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a Libra. There's always a way to get a great gift. There's always a way.
You believe that. You believe that.
I believe it 100%. With any type of money you have, there is a way to turn a low-costing gift into an amazing, beautiful gift. There is a gift that I have that I know that didn't cost much money. Mm. And I don't have the name of the woman that actually gave it to me. But she blew up the picture of my grandmother and I holding hands. Mm-hmm. And this is around the time when I lost my grandmother. She blew up that photo, put it in the frame, and sent it. Still, to my heart, one of the most precious gifts that I have. Yeah. That I truly, I'll never get rid of. This will be something that will hold near and dear to my heart forever. But I'm big on that. So nothing about that is cheap. Nothing about that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just make sure that it's just not a cheap gift. That's all I'm asking. Yeah. I don't want
cheap. Not a rainbow sweater. But like
not a rainbow.
But like, you know, like a, something. Like, I think like the way to go about it is like, get creative. Start making shit. That's like, craft something up that's really beautiful and thoughtful. Like there is ways to go about that. And I do agree.
Even with balling out too, get creative. When you
be thoughtful,
ball out.
Because sometimes an expensive
thoughtful
gift
behind
could
it
be
too.
Just that.
It's just an expensive gift. It's not necessarily anything that came from somebody that you love, which is why we talk about, I put my mom's initials on the bag or, write our names, like all my siblings' name on a coat that we got her or whatever it is. It's something that she holds dear to her. Remember when the moms was doing the Pandora bracelets?
Oh, baby. Liz had us in a Pandora chokehold. And we would have to go to one in Princeton. You know, parking there crazy. We used to just be oh my God, the Pandora had
Shout out to Menlo Park Mall, child.
They had the moms in the chokehold.
So, yeah, those little charms, we would all get one that that symbolizes us and each person. And then we would do that. So those are expensive shit. Back then, this was expensive.
Yeah, it was. You're saying that you're perfectly fine if, like, you get your man a Prada wallet and he gets you a framed photo or something that's very meaningful. You can walk away from that, okay?
Yes.
Because some people feel like, no, I would rather us both just go low. You know, like if they go low, we go high. You know, like they're like, we can both go low. Or some people, or on the flip side, some people say, if I can't afford it for myself, I don't want you to buy it for me because it makes them uncomfortable, especially men.
Let me tell you what I'm not with.
What?
I'm not with that type. But...
y'all know I'm on this booster edible.
Because cheap is different in my mind. Cheap, I don't use unless I'm really like, I don't like it.
It's tacky.
I don't like it.
Tacky is
There it is.
A wise thing a woman said, a friend of mine said to me, who's a little older and wiser, who also, you know, comes from a group of women who make more than a lot of people. She said to me, like, you know, sometimes the way they also tell themselves is like, if you know, like, your man is spending most of the money during the year because he's paying for the dates and he's doing all these other things. This is her talking. I'm talking to the people out there.
Like,
you know, like, if it's like, if he's mostly spending the money on stuff, then, like, you shouldn't feel too bad if you get like a gift that's more of, because overall, maybe like in that way, it may feel a thing where, because like they're the ones paying for most of the stuff when y'all go out or this or that. I have not been in a relationship in a very long time. So again, I'm just going off of what people have told me. Like, you know, last time I was in a relationship, we were both broke. So, like, I can't speak to this, but I do feel like it's something that I'm anticipating. Like, oh, like, how do couples make this work? I don't know.
I'm also interested in, like, figuring out how long of a grace period do you give your significant other to get it together with gifts? Because there are people who are naturally not good at gift-giving. Yeah. I probably dated all of them.
You are stupid.
They are just not good at gift-giving.
It's not you've done the work. You've done the light work.
I've done the work.
She's like, I've done the research so you don't have to.
They're just naturally just not good at it. Like, can a terrible gift from a partner be a reason to break up? Could you see yourself doing that, Sylvia?
I almost did with that rainbow sweater. I wish I had. No, I don't think I would. It would have to really depend on the greater scheme of things, because I do feel like people can be, I won't say trained, but like you can maybe teach somebody how to gift you. Like, to me, like, I have bigger deal breakers than that. Like, much bigger deal breakers than like how you gift. But I do think that there should be a growth in the thoughtfulness of the, or how much you know me. Like, the longer you've been with me, the more you should know me. Mm-hmm. And I do think, like, the first, especially like the first couple, like the first whatever, is always the one that to me is the most nervous, because you're gonna find out. Yes. It's a litmus test. Like, no clue, we gonna see. And then it's like, if it's whatever, I do think communication is important, where you, like, I do think this is, like, a conversation couples can have, where it's like, hey, because for some people, gift giving is a love language. So, like, and a lot of times people, like, put that off with gold digger or whatever. Like, there's always these labels about, oh, you care too much about material things and the inside, not the outside. But when it's a love language, it's because it speaks to, like, how, like, all these things we're talking about, the thoughtfulness, the tenderness, the caringness. And I can see how feeling a lack of that might make you want to break up with somebody. But I will say that, like, you know, train up a child in the way that they shall go, if possible, you know, like, if possible, like, you know what I mean, just train them up. I know we said we was done building, and for the most part, I am done building, but maybe teaching them. I feel like sometimes gift giving can be a little like sex. Like, in the beginning, you gotta show somebody what you like, because everybody's so different.
But also, Sylvia, you had mentioned, I remember, like, when we were talking about this loosely on the phone, you was like, call a friend. Phone in somebody.
Yes, yes. Get help.
Sylvia.
Get us.
Please. Say it again. Say it so that everyone can
hear. Yes. Like, if you are somebody who suffers, I feel like I'm like, this is a telephone ad. If you or somebody you know suffers from bad gift-giving syndrome, call up a friend. I think, like we talked about here, like, people want to just see effort. A lot of gift giving is just effort. Like, put your pride to the side a little bit and ask for help. Do not be afraid to ask for help in any situation, especially gift giving. Like, if you pay attention, like, if your person is constantly disappointed by the gifts you're giving, look at the people who do, like, the gifts that she does enjoy or he does enjoy, and maybe reach out to those people in their lives and be like, so how do you go about this? Help me. You know what I mean? And, like, and I don't mean, like, literally, like, because I get that you don't want, like, oh, basically my friend got me this gift, not him, or whatever. But it's like, no, like, I think, and if you're the friend that gets called, lead the horse to water. Don't just hand the horse the water. You know what I mean? Like, you know, give them theories, ideas, like, big picture help. And then let them, pick it specifically so it still feels like it's from that person to that, to your friend, and not from you to your friend. Or, and even if you don't have, if you don't trust none of their friends to keep a secret, talk to the people who work at the store. Like, I used to work retail over the holidays. Yeah, like, they train us. They train us to help y'all with that if you're working over the holidays. So, like, if you at Nordstrom and you don't know what to get your partner, like, ask somebody, hey, what do people don't want to see? Like, help me some ideas. Like, there's lots, and there's like 1,000 gift guides on every website that I can think of every Christmas. Like, so it's just like, do the research, because that will also show the person, like, they care enough to try.
To try and do the research.
Yeah, but I do think that it's not an unfair conversation to have. I think sometimes it's better to maybe have them post-holiday, like in between holidays, where it doesn't feel direct pressure, so people don't get defensive. Mm-hmm. But, like, I do think if you're with somebody and you really love that person, you should be able to communicate with them about anything, including this, if it feels like something that's getting in the way of their relationship. Yeah. I also like think that like even outside of relationships, something I've noticed is that our expectations are changing also on how much older we get in our families. And I think we're in this weird in-between stage now where like we went from being the kid that was getting the best gifts to being the adult who now has to give the best gifts.
Giving the best gifts.
And it's like, while our parents had to sit there and like pretend to be happy with our macaroni and cheese pasta craft while they were buying us all the toys of our desires as a kid, you know what I mean? Well, now it's kind of like, okay, I know that I'm probably about to hand out the biggest price tags at Christmas. Like, everybody's excited to open my gifts. Me too. I'm excited to open my gift from me to me. Like, that's the gift that I'm most excited about. Because, and it's just where we're at. It's just where we're at.
I definitely am buying a gift for myself. Just so I can say, wow.
Wow, I want to feel what everybody else is feeling.
That's definitely something I'm going to do.
Especially like you and me specifically, we're in between childhood family, like being in the family like house, and marriage. So a lot of my friends now who get good gifts like at our age, it's because they're married, you know, or it's because they also now have like a partner or somebody who's like committed to them to give them the kind of gifts, and they give each other like that our parents used to get us or whatever, because now we're in our prime,
right,
making our prime money and all of these things, right. But for those of us who, especially if you single and in between and don't got no kids and all of that stuff, it's a really I mean, and that is the fun part about being single on the holidays. It's like, you don't have to worry about too many gifts. Like, it's much cheaper. But like, I think the bigger your family is, the more gifts you get, the more Christmas feels like Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And I think that when you're in that in-between age, like we said at Thanksgiving, before you're able to give people the grandkids and the nieces and the nephews and the cousins to all have this big exchange with, it's going to be small, it's going to be intimate, it's going to be quick, you're going to get in, you're going to get out, and you're probably going to be the one getting yourself the best gift. And I think I just accepted the circle of life. You know what I mean? It's the circle of life that, you know, until I am married, or, you know, as people grow up, shout out to my sister, who's the baby of the family, can't wait for you to get older. Because, you know, then, you know, maybe then me and her are going to be going back and forth on each other, like, boom, 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 great.
That's right.
You too, you have younger, you know, you and DeAndre. Mm-hmm. DeAndre going to get to the point, that young man's on his way, okay?
Okay, I hope so, prayers.
I will manifest that. You're laughing at just the thought of it.
That's manifesting, because I can't even imagine. We call him Mr. Cheapo. So he literally, when I say that, is going to be a tough one.
You got to raise him up in the way that you want your partner's family to help them. You don't want all of his girlfriends to suffer. You got to.
That's true.
Because she's going to be like, what? Your mother and sister, I know they don't tolerate this. Who raised you?
I can't wait. Unfortunately, by the time y'all hear this episode, some of y'all already have the gifts you're going to give. So let's talk about the art of reacting to gifts, because that shit gets so funny sometimes. I cannot hide my face. But I am still enthusiastic. I still will be like, whoa.
No.
Yeah.
With that voice, they can tell. Is that the best you have to give us?
Wow.
It's giving Tyler Perry movie act level acting. It's giving stage play Chitlin Circuit level of acting.
What? Damn. Yeah, I gotta work on that.
It's giving A Mother's Prayers by Candy. It is stage play.
Yo,
I remember when they had Portia doing Two Can Play That Game as a play.
That girl was working in the play. You hear me?
Playing the Gabrielle Union character. Oh, but yes, our faces are just too loud for that. And that's the problem.
Too loud.
It's just too loud. See, to me, though, the pressure of how you have to react to a gift takes out some of the joy of it for me. Because it's like, there's so much pressure. Like, I don't want to have to perform. Like, I am somebody who I could love a gift. And, like, I am internally loving the gift. But it's like, my mom's love language is gift giving, right? So it's really crucial for us to be, like, if we are not if we don't jump up, hit 5 jumping jacks, 3 push-ups, run 4 laps around the apartment building, she about to fight me. Then she's like, did you like it? Are you sure? I don't know. I just felt like I don't know. Yes. And it's like, you are comparing me to the 5-year-old who had the energy to do that over all the Barbies. And now me at 31, my knees ain't as good. I'm a little tired. Like, I just don't.
But you know, you can know the difference. Like, I think because she's your mom, she knows the difference. She feels like she does.
No. I will genuinely love a gift, Scotty. I will genuinely love a gift. Like, I'll be like, oh my God. If I just verbally, I love it. Like, this is great. Like, I'm like, not even like how I'm saying it now, but like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, this gift. This is what I wanted. And she's still looking like, more.
I will send it back.
More.
Yeah, I need more. Like, that's me, though. That's me. I'm the same way.
The drum line character where he got the hand up.
Hand, the 2 fingers up.
Like, more. Raise it up. I would like some more. And I'm just like, dude, let me love this gift, please, quietly. I'm happy.
Why does it have to be quietly?
Because it's not everybody's personality. This is a personality thing. And it's like, does nobody want to pretend to be somebody they're not on Christmas morning? Like, it's like.
I don't know. I'm like that too, Liz. Don't. It's not just you. If you don't have a smile, if you don't have a big ass smile on your face, I've done something wrong. We could take it back. We could do this all over again. But I know and I acknowledge the fact that there are people like Sylvia who just quietly loved gifts. Like, oh, that's really
no, and
nice.
I'll be like, no,
thank
yeah.
You.
Like, in my words will say all the things. I am a writer, not an actor. I'm not a performer. I am a writer. My words, I speak.
So, okay, so you say more than you.
Yeah, like, I'll be like, oh my goodness, like, this is so great. Thank you. And then also, like, if we're doing gifts and, like, everybody's going round and around, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, I don't want to hold up the process. Like, I don't want to hold up the, like, okay, who's next? I also am bad at spotlight, which is why we talk about fighting that in general. So, like, when it's, like, all eyes on you, it's, like, the office camera. Sylvia's gift turn, right. Zoom in. I'm like, everybody's looking to see how I react. And it's just, I get nervous. I don't know. I have weird anxiety around gift opening because I know Jesus. The stakes are high. And it's, like, but that's what gives it to me, the expectation of a reaction. Like, it just is, like, it's just, yeah, I think you can let somebody know that they love a gift. You love the gift in the way that you let them know.
Yeah, I will love it even if I hate it. That's my problem. I can't ever say I hated it. I will try to, now with the gap shit, I was like, this is
sometimes
not.
Sometimes you gotta draw the line.
This is not it. I'm sorry.
And I will
but
say
it. But
it
wasn't like I hate it. I was just like, this is just, it's not me.
Yeah. And it's like, who wants to say that? But I've never even had that, especially my mom. Like, my mom usually knows what I want. So there's never been a chance where I'm like, a time where I'm like, oh, I don't really like this gift. Like, I wouldn't lie. It was like, if I didn't like it, I wouldn't say I liked it. I love it. Thank you.
My mom gives me a whole lot of unnecessary gifts that I'd be like, mom. And she'll want me to be like, oh my God, every single one. I'm like, mom, why? Well, I don't know. Like, she's a just because girl. She'll get me just because gifts.
No, yeah, for sure.
All the time. But every time she throws them at me, I got to be like, yes!
That's what I mean, though. Exactly. I'm talking about all of the gifts. I'm not talking about she just want that reaction for the gift. But it could be like, oh, here go that scarf and those towels I wanted for the house. And it's like, why aren't you jumping around and doing cartwheels?
My mom went to some store where they... you know, they print stuff on your shirt and your sweater. Mm. My mom said, I'm going to get her a sweater that says me season because I seen it on her Instagram. My girl got that and gave it to me in the car and was like, look what I made. I'm like, for you? She was like, no, for you. This is your gift. Go ahead. No. And stared at me. I said, mom, wait. Why? She was like, I don't know. Just because.
You said,
I don't care.
You
she
said,
like, you don't like
season.
It.
You said, you and Issa. Y'all would say it wasn't your season.
Right. You and Issa, it's y'all season.
That's what y'all said,
like,
right?
Yeah. She's, you don't like it? I said, no, I like it. I like it. I like it. Because then we'll go into a reason.
Because then it's a whole argument. No, and I like that's it, I like the point. Gifts should like not it. Start arguments. Like,
right. Like, I like it.
It's supposed to be a good thing. Let's let it be a good
right.
thing.
So.
Keep this all in mind because y'all got 2 days to practice, y'all.
To practice your face.
Because.
Wow.
And while we did say that we know that we are on the brink of it being right Christmas, like right this weekend, when y'all hear this episode, a lot of y'all niggas might not have got y'all a gift yet. So, nope. You know, if you need to forward this episode along, do that. Because, like I said, Christmas Eve is the day that most men are at the mall. I feel like it's a statistic. I don't know who to cite, but I believe it to be true.
I know my gift not bought yet. I know that. Okay?
So. But terrible gift or not, 'tis the season to enjoy your friends and family. So we hope that y'all spend some time this year doing just that. I know a lot of us didn't get to last year. A lot of y'all did anyway, which is why I got to get my booster now, but I digress. I am excited, and I hope you all are too, to get home to your families and do all the Christmas things. I can't wait to watch movies and drink hot cocoa and, you know, binge all the things and have a good time and listen to Christmas music and all that stuff. It's going to be great. I'm in my little Christmas onesie right now.
Yes, it'll be my first time since 2019 since I spent time with my family for Christmas. So this is going to be a blessing. I'm so excited to do it. I miss my mama.
Well, all right. That's our show. Thank you all for tuning in.
Our show is a production of Pineapple Street Studios in partnership with Netflix and Strong Black League. Shout out to our team. Our editor is Jess Jupiter and our producer is Taylor Hosking. Our music is by Amanda Jones. Special thanks to Max Linsky and Jenna Weiss-Berman.
Make sure you share your thoughts with us on the episode using the hashtag OKNowListen. We would love to hear y'all best and worst gifts. Like, please give us all the stories. Like, yes, please share those. Follow Strong Black Lead on the socials at Strong Black Lead. And follow us, too. I'm at Sylvia O'Bell. Y'all can send me Christmas gifts, too, if you would like.
Yes, and I'm at Scotty Dean. Send me a gift card to Benny Hanna's Cheesecake Factory. Thank you so much.
Until next time, folks, stay blessed and happy holidays. Happy holidays.
I hate Christmas music. We'll talk about
that later. And we're gone. Thanks.